Hansen's survival story was quite uneventful. He was working that fateful day of the zombie run. Over one weekend, the museum planned on backing up all that data, installing new payroll and admission systems while changing their actual computers from PCs to Macs. The belief that businesses had to have PC platforms had been outdated for at least a decade. But it usually took establishments like museums 10 years to adopt new technology, and longer to accept new ideology. Hansen was single-handedly responsible for the whole thing going off without a glitch. He knew it was a 5-man job, but also knew that if he pulled it off, the feat would bump his college applications into a new strata. Hansen went to work with a weekend worth of ramen and snacks, a sleeping bag, and a suitcase full of computer manuals. At first, he thought the ruckus was just standard drunk post-5K shenanigans. But after he saw a 10-year-old climb a 6'3" bodybuilder and chew into his trapezoids like they were corn on the cob, he knew something horrible was happening outside. He locked himself in the bowels of the museum and finished the update, for reasons he was still unaware of, and waited it out. Once Hansen came to terms with the world going into turmoil, he rationed his snacks. Still, he ran out of food 5 days before the zombies reverted back to living out a facsimile of their old lives. Luckily for Hansen, he was hungry, weak, and in desperate need of a shower when his boss entered the control room and grunted what Hansen took to mean, "How did the update go?" and left. Hansen lifted his phone. The service had stopped working on day 2, and when it did work, he couldn't get through to anyone. He could still use the selfie function as a mirror, though, to see what he looked like. Had he not known for a fact that he wasn't, he would have thought the person staring back at him was a zombie, too. Hansen limped to his desk, half from trying to look like a zombie and half from actual hunger. That evening, Hansen Zombie strutted up to his house just as his brother Rick arrived. Hansen was about to hug Rick when he remembered how mercilessly Rick had teased him the last time he was sentimental. Hansen had once told his brother he missed him upon returning home from camp. The admission was met with, "You grow a vag at the camp?" and a 2 good months of being called different incarnations of vagina. Thinking back on the summer of vag probably saved Hansen's life. The delay in his reaction gave him the split second he needed to realize Rick was half dead. Ever since finding his brother turned zombie, Hansen had been in fake zombie mode at home and work, ever diligent about looking and smelling the part. Hansen had no idea how far he'd have to travel to get to non-zombies. He wasn't sure if humans still existed anywhere. At first, he thought it best to keep faking and wait it out until a cavalry of humans came in and rescued the remaining humans. He pictured it 1,000 times. He'd break character just before a marine in riot gear filled him with hollow points. "Don't shoot, I'm human! I'm not zombie! Took you guys long enough!" Then they'd both laugh as Hansen was whisked away to his family. Months passed. The cavalry never came. Pretending to be a zombie both at home and work wore on Hansen. He vowed to make a run for it one day, or rather, make a slow zombie walk for it. The thought of walking for an unknown distance toward a possibly non-existent safe haven was daunting to him. So he put it off, then put it off again. The days fell from the calendar, and Hansen sank into the most unlikely of routines, adapting through zombie impersonation. 10 years later, Hansen Belfour believed he was the last man on Earth. Or so he thought. The runners lined up for the 10th annual zombie run. Although the sign said 5th annual, they'd stopped changing the sign. Life stood still after the fall, but everything kept running.